Jose Godinez Samperio says Thursday started like most of the Thursdays. He works as a paralegal at Gulf Coast Legal Services in Clearwater. Around 11, it was the usual routine. He checked the Florida Supreme Court website for new opinion releases.
Mostly I was surprised that they had even made a ruling because it had been so long I didn't actually expect to see anything on the court website. And when I did see something, I was thinking, okay, well, this is it. This is it. And then I read through the opinion. As I was reading through the opinion, I got my answer within the first few pages. It said that I wasn't going to be allowed to practice law.
Concluding an almost three-year case, Supreme Court justices ruled Godinez Samperio was not eligible for a license because he's an undocumented immigrant. His parents brought him to the U.S. when he was a child. He passed the bar exam and character background check after graduating from Florida State University Law School. Under a 2012 executive order, President Barack Obama allowed Godinez Samperio and hundreds of thousands of others who came to the country as children the chance to apply for deferred action status, allowing them to work, have a driver's license, and receive a Social Security card.
I got to meet him about a year and a half ago at the State of the Union address, and he said to me, after the State of the Union, he said to me, you know, you're the reason why we're doing this.
But Godinez Samperio says now he's angry at the president because the Justice Department filed a brief in his Supreme Court case against his bar admission.
Yeah, he's such a hypocrite. I think he would be okay with me doing construction work, but it's a problem for him if I want to be a lawyer.
He notes the coincidence that Obama happens to be at a Miami high school Friday to talk about education. In the event's VIP section, another undocumented college student with deferred status, Jorge Tume, was awaiting the president's arrival with fellow members of the group Students Working for Equal Rights.
I just want to hear him what he says. Hopefully he includes the undocumented, not just, you know, the undocumented, because at the end of the day, he knows that we're here.
Tume says the Supreme Court's decision denying a law license to Godinez Samperio is heartbreaking.
I don't know. I'll be confused. Like, what's the point then of becoming, you know, educated when your education doesn't, you don't have even the right to become what you want to?
That question was echoed in a separate opinion issued in the case by future Chief Justice Jorge Labarga, the court's only Cuban-American justice. He writes that federal and state law forced him to make what he calls an unfortunate and inequitable decision. He also writes, a recent California law allows undocumented immigrants to have law licenses and, quote, regrettably, unlike the California legislature, the Florida legislature has not exercised its considerable authority on this important question, end quote. After reading that decision, at least two Hispanic Democratic lawmakers would like that to change.
We've all been looking at this through the evening and through the morning to say, okay, what now?
Tampa Representative Janet Cruz and Orlando Senator Darren Soto have written to legislative leaders demanding the issue be addressed this session. And they say, with a bill granting in-state college tuition to deferred action immigrants moving already, they're hopeful the Republican-controlled legislature will be as open to a measure allowing those same students to have professional licenses. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.